Welcome to our Feminine Power Manifesting Meditations. I'm Claire Zammit. I'm the founder of Feminine Power, and I'm so glad that you're here, that you found your way to this work and to this community. During this session, I'm going to show you how to set what I like to call a magnetic intention. I'm going to show you how to activate the magnetic power of your deeper desires from your feminine power, and what I've seen in my work for over a decade. When you set intentions in the way that I'm going to show you how to do today in this series of guided meditations, you can access the clarity, the alignment, the synchronicity, the flow to be able to create your vision up to 10 times more powerfully, more quickly. And I want you to know that this process that I'm going to share with you today, it's going to give you access to clarity about how to move forward to create something in your life, regardless of where you are right now. So I know that this is a challenging time in our world, and you might be feeling really clear and ready to go, like it's go time and it's time to step up to your higher purpose and possibility. Or you might be feeling overwhelmed by challenges and the practical demands of your life. Or you might be feeling like so many women I notice are feeling pulled in a lot of different directions. I feel like I want to create or get to the next level in my health, or I want to step into my purpose, or I want to improve my finances, or I want to transform my relationship that I'm in, or I want to attract a new love. Chances are you're feeling pulled in a lot of different directions that it's hard to know where and how to start. So what I'm going to share with you today is going to help you to get really clear where to focus, that's going to give you the ability to have the most traction. And this process of setting a magnetic intention is the first step in the process that I'm going to be teaching you in the upcoming Unlock Your Feminine Power Masterclass. So that's coming up really soon, the Feminine Power Masterclass. It's going to help you to activate your power to create in these eight key areas of your life. So making the shift to feminine power is really key to becoming authentically confident and visible and seen, to be able to manifest love, prosperity, impact, vitality, spirituality, creativity, and more. If you haven't yet registered for the webinar, you can do so at femininepower.com. We'll be sending you out another opportunity to sign up. But what we're going to be doing today is the first step in this process. So let's dive in to setting a magnetic intention. So if you're here in the circle, my sense is that you are feeling this higher possibility for your life. You're already a smart, conscious woman with gifts and talents, accomplishments in your life to be proud of. And yet you might be feeling at the same time that there's a sense of there's something more that I want to create, but I'm not sure where or how to get started. And you know, the interesting thing I found in my work and my research is that even though we are smart, we're successful, we're capable, so often we can feel powerless to create the things that we're now most truly yearning for. So if that's you, I want you to know that a lot of this has to do with the system of power that we have been creating with. And I'm going to be going into this much more deeply in the upcoming Feminine Power Masterclass. But as we jump in to set a magnetic intention, I want to just first start out by bringing some new awareness to this arena of how we are creating things in our life and where we might be getting stuck or we might be getting stopped. So I want to ask you to begin with, if you can see yourself in any of what I'm going to call these four manifesting mistakes. So the thing that I found is that to create in these eight key areas of self-actualization, we need to manifest and create from a different place. But notice if you've been creating from any of these places up until now so far, so you can have a sense of if this is you as we go. So the first manifesting mistake is focusing on too many things at once, right? So I want to focus on my health, I want to improve my finances, I want to discover my life purpose, I want to lose weight, and so much more, right? So you're focusing on trying to create too many things at once and not getting any traction in any area or any results in a particular area. And so, you know, I know it's confusing because it feels like all of these areas I could be able to, you know, all of these areas of my life, I could be able to, you know, these potentials I'm feeling are real. And, but yet I'm focusing and trying to do too many things and not getting any traction. Post in the chat for me if that's you. So this often leads to the next manifesting mistake, which is setting goals from your logical mind alone, right? So you find yourself spread too thin, trying to do too many things at once or create too many things at once. And you're like, that's it. I'm going to just be logical about this. And so you set goals from your logical mind alone, right? So you need to focus. So you think logically, this is what makes sense to focus on. I've got a credit card bill. I should be making more money. So I'm going to focus on money is going to be the goal that I'm going to have a breakthrough. The problem with this approach is that you're not emotionally invested in the outcome, even though from your mind it makes logical sense. Your mind says more money, and your inner self feels maybe sad or tired or overwhelmed or resistant, because what it is that you most deeply yearn for is to discover the purpose that you came into this world to experience. And you're feeling a deeper knowing that this is a time for you to make a shift. Or perhaps you feel a deep yearning for love or intimacy or closeness, right? So the split between your mind and deeper emotions is going to stop you, the full alignment of your mind, body, heart, and soul that you need to manifest and create at this new level. So the first one, we can't get traction because our attention's split in lots of different directions. The second mistake, there's a split between our mind and our deeper emotions. And so this often leads to the next mistake, which is setting intentions from fear or scarcity or reaction. So you've tried pushing, you might have tried controlling, you might have tried setting goals from your mind without success. And this can often lead to a feeling of panic and FOMO or a fear of missing out. Right? So have you ever had something happen where your friend is writing a book and it triggers you into feeling, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get any coaching clients unless I write a book? Or you have a milestone birthday and you start to feel, you know, a kind of a fear that you're going to miss out on other opportunities in your life, such as love or starting a business or changing your career. So when you're centered in fear and panic and lack, you're also disconnected from your creative power to be able to magnetize and generate in this deeper field of flow. And this often leads to the next manifesting mistake, which is, you know, letting go. I'm going to just surrender to a higher power because I've tried I've tried all these other things and it doesn't work. And if it's meant to be, it will happen. And this is the final stop on the frustration journey of manifesting, throwing your hands up in the air and just proclaiming, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. So after trying all of these other approaches without success, it's often easy to think, I'm just going to let go and let God or surrender to the universe. However, this isn't the real power of surrender. It's actually a form of passivity and powerlessness. And it never works and ultimately leads to a feeling of desperation or depression or resignation or a kind of just low-grade feeling of disconnection, like I'm not really supported by life. It's not really possible to have what I desire. And it leaves you questioning whether you even deserve to have what it is that you totally desire. So I want to just pause there and take a moment and just see, do you identify which one of these you can relate to as where you've been putting your attention so far? Go ahead and post for me in the chat. Okay, I see a lot of response. You can see which ones, all of them, some of them. Okay. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of conventional wisdom or a lot of other goal setting approaches. But I want you to know that what I'm going to share with you today is a departure from these other manifesting mistakes and a completely new way of setting intentions that's going to tap into the kind of power that you need to create the things that represent your true potential and possibilities. And this is the shift into creating from feminine power. So let's jump in and let's continue here. Okay, great. So here's what I want you to know. I made all these same manifesting mistakes myself and felt confused and felt really frustrated and even embarrassed because I was a powerful woman, in quotes, who had graduate degrees to be proud of, who had accomplishments in my life. And yet I struggled with a lot of relationship patterns where I was giving so much more than I was receiving. I felt like I had gifts and talents to contribute, but I didn't know how to get them out of me. And I tried to figure it out with my mind. I tried to let go to the universe. I moved into reaction in all of these ways. And I made an incredible shift a little over 10 years ago when I discovered how to create from my feminine power. And through my doctoral research, through now coaching and mentoring over 40,000 women in my courses and professional certification trainings from all over the world, what I've discovered is that there's something really extraordinary that is happening for women on the planet right now. The possibilities and potentials that you feel are a new stage of evolution in our world. It's the impulse to self-actualize, to co-create, to manifest. And none of these goal-setting approaches alone or even other manifestation techniques work at this new level that women are now waking up to. What works is creating from your feminine power. And the first step is to activate the secret hidden magnetic power of your deeper desires. So I'm going to guide you through for the rest of this session today, the process of how to do this, how to step into your feminine power center, how to activate the magnetic power of your desires in these 8 key areas of self-actualization, to activate the potentials for your higher calling and purpose, for your confidence and presence, for your experience of love and intimacy, to be able to create values, align prosperity and true financial empowerment, for you to be able to experience health and self-care, for you to connect to a higher power, express your creativity and influence and impact. And as I take you through each of these areas, and you're going to connect with your potentials and connect with your yearnings, what I'm also going to show you how to do is how to discover which of these areas is what I like to call most in season for you to focus on manifesting. Because we've been thinking that manifesting is a linear process. I'm going to do my career, and then I'm going to do my purpose, and then I'm going to do my prosperity, and then I'm going to do my health. But what I found at the level of self-actualization, something entirely different happens. When you discover the area of your life that's most in season to manifest in and focus on that, and it might be very different to what you think of from your mind, when you do that, you will activate a chain reaction of all of these possibilities coming forward in a way that catalyzes your potentials in all of these different areas. So I'm going to show you how to do that at the end. And as you go through, I just want to invite you to notice which of the areas that I guide you through, which of the areas are you feeling just intuitively that you have the deepest yearnings in, because that is a clue and a signal that it's this area that's most in season for your life. And when you focus on this one area and you manifest and create in this area, it will activate and ignite like lighting a match where all the other matches get lit, like setting a domino in motion that just everything in your life begins to fall into place. So it was when I made this shift myself to creating from my feminine power, to beginning this process of connecting with my deeper desires, being able to activate this chain reaction, being able to create from this deeper center, that everything changed for me. From my relationships where I was overgiving and feeling alone, to having an extraordinary marriage, to having extraordinary women leaders supporting me, to being able to create a career that matched my values and purpose, to have a huge impact, to be able to create a financial foundation from which to contribute and serve. And I share this with you because I struggled so much and I felt so under-actualized and under-realized, and it was so painful and confusing. And I want to show you the pathway and give you the tools for you to step into the possibilities that you feel and real and sense in your deepest moments, because they are absolutely real. What you feel and what you sense in your deepest moments for your life, these are the seeds of your potential. So let's get started. Let's go get started activating and manifesting. All right. So the first step in our process today, we're going to power up our manifesting power by anchoring into what I like to call the three power centers of feminine power. So as we get started, I would love to invite you to take a moment just to put everything to one side and make a shift in wherever your attention is today. Make a shift from having your attention on your to-do list . Having your attention on taking care of the needs of other people. And I want to invite you to bring your attention and awareness back inside of yourself. Breathing all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet and into the earth. I want to invite you to breathe into who you are when you are connected to your creativity, to your strengths, where you're showing up and positively contributing to others, breathing into who you are in that moment. breathing into who you are when you're loving courageously without holding anything back. Breathing into who you are when you are standing for what's right. And just with each breath, extending loving kindness to yourself, turning towards yourself and listening to yourself like you would someone that you loved and cared about deeply. And I want to invite you to expand outward to the edges of the room, your attention. Stepping back into a moment where you are connected to a higher power. Could have been an experience of nature. Could have been an experience of awe or wonder. Of art, of beauty. But just allowing your awareness to expand to a place where you know that there's a power in the universe that's bigger than your own mind, and you can let go of needing to know the answers and move into curiosity, openness, wonder, receptivity, listening. And just with each breath, just letting your attention expand around our circle. Stepping back into a moment or a time where you felt loved and seen and safe and supported. And just with each breath, expanding outward to the edges of the room, to the edges of our circle. Knowing that you are worthy of receiving support, that you have the power to access resources, and that you're not alone. And in this field of connection to yourself, to others, knowing all of life is organizing around your success. That you have everything you need to realize the greatest possibility of your life. Okay, so this is just our feminine power meditation where we're anchoring into these three power centers, our inner resources, our connection to a higher power, our ability to magnetize all manner of support, of resources, of connection. So from here, we're going to move into our manifesting meditations in these eight key areas of feminine self-actualization. And I want to give you some final instructions before we begin these manifesting meditations. That is that there's no right or wrong way to do this. Okay, so I want to invite you just to not have any judgment about yourself and just be curious about what you notice. If you feel a connection to possibilities or yearnings, that's great. If you don't feel anything at all, that's information. That's just information. So What's important is that you're doing these manifesting meditations from this place of connection to yourself, from a place of feeling connected to a higher power, from a place of feeling connected to a field of energetic support from others. This is essentially how we unlock feminine power. Okay, so we're going to move into the eight key areas of self-actualization. They are authentic confidence and presence, love, intimacy, and relationships. They are health, vitality, and well-being. They are values-aligned prosperity and real financial freedom and empowerment. They are being able to express our creativity, being able to connect to a higher power, being able to impact and serve and contribute to others. So wherever you are in the process, I want to just invite you to notice as we go through what your deeper yearnings are and what it is that you most feel. And most importantly, don't try to think about how to create these. Just notice what the yearnings are, okay? We're going to do this at every step. Just notice and let yourself feel your desires. Let yourself feel your potentials. This is what we're going to be doing as we go through, okay? All right. So taking a moment to just come back to these eight areas, and we're starting with the area of confidence. I want to invite you to take a moment to bring awareness to the area of confidence in your life. What's the higher possibility for your own confidence? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like for you to be able to show up in your life and source authentic confidence? It might look like you feeling connected to your strengths, to your gifts, to your talents. It might look like you feeling confident in your ability to access resources, support, information, having a knowing that you can access the resources that you need to succeed. It might also look like courage, the courage to move forward into the unknown, the courage to put your chips on yourself to win. It might look like resilience, to learn to grow in the face of obstacles and setbacks, to fail powerfully and courageously where you're learning and course correcting, where you can show up and take the next step and take imperfect action, knowing that you're living in a generous universe that supports your success, that you are powerfully on your destiny pathway, that you have the power to presence yourself, to be visible, to be seen, to express your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings. And now stepping into the manifesting meditation, I want to invite you to feel the deeper desires you have to feel authentically confident in your life. Just noticing the yearnings that are here. And I want to invite you to step into what it would feel like, what it would look like, what it would sound like, what it would smell like, for you to show up with this unshakable self-belief, this unshakable knowing that all of life is organizing around your success. This trust in the life process. Just stepping into what it feels like, what it looks like, what it would sound like to be standing in the full power of your authentic confidence. And how that ripples through areas of your life. And notice how big the yearning is. And notice how big the gap is from where you currently are. And just bringing awareness to this. Letting yourself feel the yearning, the desire, the potential and possibility in this area of your life. So let's move into the next area of our life. So let's take a moment to move into the area of love, relationships, and intimacy. So let's see what's possible here. What's possible for you in this area of your life? The yearning for romantic love and for intimacy. As self-actualizing women, we don't just want to meet someone. We want to meet someone who we can create a loving, committed, safe, secure life partnership where we can grow together, where we're with someone who can meet us on all levels, where we are loved for who we are and supported to become the best version of ourselves. So I want to invite you to step into the potential for love, for intimacy, for partnership in your life. And certainly having a romantic partner is not essential to realize the full possibility of who we are. And I know it's a yearning that many of us have. So I want to invite you just to explore here. And see and feel and sense the possibility of this area of your life. And if you're already in a relationship, I want to invite you to let go of any stories of non-possibility of how this might not be possible with the person you're with. And just let yourself feel what it would feel like to be in the possibility for love and intimacy. Okay, so just put it to one side. And if you're in the process of wanting to create a new relationship, you can vision something extraordinary. So let's step into the potential for love, for intimacy. So just taking a moment to imagine yourself what it would feel like to feel truly safe, to feel seen, to feel met, to feel secure in this deep bond of loving partnership. What it feels like to be loved unconditionally for who you are. And supported to become the best version of yourself. Encouraged, challenged. Someone who is your safe space to land through life's challenges. Someone you can share adventures and joy with. Someone you can join forces with in every way. And I want to invite you to just let yourself feel the yearning that you have, the desire that you have for this partnership. Just taking a moment to feel the desire that you have. And step into what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like to have this great partnership in your life. And just notice how big the energy is here of this desire. Or notice how big the gap is between this possibility and where you currently are. Become curious about it. Become open. Just feeling into the deeper desire you have in the area of love, of intimacy, of full partnership. And just noticing this area of your life. And noticing what your vision is for this area of your life, what it is that's your desire. You feel your desire for what it is that you want to create here. So we're moving into the next area of our calling, our higher calling and purpose. I want to invite you to step into this area of your calling and purpose. What's possible for you in the area of your calling and purpose? If you're feeling a sense that you have a higher purpose, you're absolutely right. What's possible in the area of your purpose is to discover your unique gifts, to develop those gifts and to give those gifts in a way that they are received and they make an impact. The deepest yearning that we have around our calling is not just to express ourselves, but to be able to contribute our gifts in ways that truly impact other people. I want to invite you to take a moment to step into your deeper desire for impact and for contribution. The desire that you have to give your gifts in ways that serve others. And I want to invite you to imagine what it would look like, what it would feel like, what it would sound like. To be crystal clear about your gifts and your genius and who you're here to serve and the great work you're here to do. And just bringing you awareness to notice how big is the yearning. How big is the yearning that you have to discover your purpose or to step into the next level of contribution with your purpose? How big is the deeper desire? How big is the yearning? Or how big is the gap between where you are and what it would look like for you to be in the center of your purpose? And just noticing what that is and what it is to bring new awareness to this. To bring you awareness to these deeper desires. To bring you awareness. What is it that you yearn for as it relates to your purpose? And let yourself feel the yearning that you have. So let's activate the magnetic power of our deeper desires in the next area, in our prosperity. So I want to invite you to step into what is possible for you in the area of prosperity. Regardless of where you are right now or what your circumstances are, true and lasting financial freedom and empowerment is possible for you. It is possible for you to have an empowered relationship with your finances, to make a living in ways that are aligned with your values, to be able to maximize your earning power, to be able to save in a way that's aligned with your values, to be able to align your spending with your values, to be able to save and invest in ways that are creating true and lasting wealth and well-being. The essence of wealth is the word well-being, true well-being, the resources that you need, the creativity, the ideas, the abundance of life, and your power to create all the resources that you need to thrive. I want to invite you to step into the deeper desires you have to experience and express and create lasting wealth and well-being in your life. And stepping into what it would feel like, what it would look like, what it would sound like for your life to be overflowing with this power of financial resources. And And notice how deep the desires are in this area of your life, and notice how big any gaps are. Notice how big the gap is between where you are and what your potential is. Become curious about that. Let yourself feel the desire for it. And just stepping in again to having wealth in your life. What it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. What is it that you most deeply desire to manifest and create as it relates to financial well-being? All right, so moving into the next area of your life, I want to invite you to step into the area of health and well-being. I want to invite you to take a moment just to breathe into and feel the desires you have in the area of health and vitality and well-being. What's possible here? Imagine yourself being optimally well. Imagine yourself getting the sleep and rest, having the nutrition, the movement, the practices of regeneration, the self-support that enable you to feel alive, well, present, having the energy to give and serve and contribute. Just notice the energy that's here, the desire that you have. The desire that you have to be able to manifest and create this profound well-being in your life. What it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. And just with each breath, seeing yourself creating the next level of your own health and well-being. And notice how big the desires are here. All right, so coming to the next area, this is the area of spirituality and a connection to a higher power. What's possible for you in this area of your life? What's possible? Imagine feeling supported by a higher power. Imagine being able to tap into your deeper knowing. I want to invite you to step back into the most powerful spiritual experience you have had in your life, where you felt connected to a higher power, to your deeper knowing, where you felt connected to your higher nature. Where you felt connected to the love, the creativity, the peace of life itself. And I want to invite you to feel and connect with the deeper desire and deeper yearnings that you have to know and experience a center of awareness beyond your mind that's connected to the infinite, that's free, that's expansive. And notice your deeper desires for your spiritual life, what they are, what it feels like, what it looks like, what it sounds like for you to step into your possibilities in the area of spiritual awakening. Let yourself feel your deeper yearnings. Feel your desires and notice what they are. Just let yourself feel the yearning that you have for spiritual awakening. Notice what it is. Become curious about it. All right, two final areas here. So working with creativity and influence and impact. So I want to invite you to take a moment to connect with the desires you have to express your creativity in your home, in your environment, in your clothing, in your workplace, in how you express yourself through your ideas or through your projects, to be able to create an outer life that feels like you, to create beauty, to birth creative projects or ideas, to be able to manifest your desires for fun, for play, music, art, celebration, culture, joy. What is it that you most deeply desire to create in terms of fun, play, self-expression, beauty in your life? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Just stepping into it, bringing you awareness. What is the deeper desire you have in your life as it relates to creativity, to play, to fun? And then finally, moving to the area of impact and influence. We are more connected than we have ever been. We have more power than ever to shape the future. If you could wave a magic wand and transform one issue or two issues in the world that you most care about, imagine yourself or see yourself making a difference in the larger world. What does that look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Feel the yearning that you have to impact and contribute to creating the future of our world, in whatever way, large or small. Notice and let yourself feel the yearnings that you feel to be a change maker. See yourself acting upon those yearnings, having a positive impact, noticing what your deeper desires are. Notice how big the yearning is. Okay, beautiful. So bringing all of this together, I want to invite you to take a moment just to bring that awareness together to these eight key areas of self-actualization. So we're in our feminine power center. I'm just going to recap what I have shared with you and what I've guided you through. This is the first step in the process of awakening feminine power. So we're connecting to our power center, our inner resources, our strengths, our capabilities. We are expanding to our connection to a higher power, the sense that all of life is organizing around our success. We're expanding into a field of support. And then we're turning towards and we are feeling our deeper desires. We're letting ourselves feel our potentials. We're letting ourselves feel our deeper desires. Okay? So often what happens is that when we're setting intentions or goals from our head or in fear and scarcity, or we're focusing on all things at once, or we're just surrendering it to a higher power, we're not connected to our deeper potentials and our possibility. How you activate the magnetic power of your own desires to be able to manifest and create is by feeling them from your power center. So we began this process of connecting to feeling the desires we have for confidence, feeling the desires for intimacy, feeling the desires for our higher purpose and calling, for values aligned prosperity, for a connection to a spiritual power, for health and vitality, for creativity, for self-expression, for impact, right? So all of these things that you're feeling as possibilities, these are real. These are real. In fact, what you feel and sense, these are the possibilities. Your deeper desires are the seeds of your potentialities. So how do we then go about creating them? So here's what I want to invite you to do now. As you're bringing awareness to all of these different areas, which one of these areas or two of these areas, which one or two of these areas do you feel has the most energy? Where was the deepest yearning? Where was the deepest yearning that you felt? The most energy. And it might be an area that was really different than what you had thought about initially, right? It might have been like, wow, spiritual awakening is really calling me. Or, you know, it might be, wow, you know, I didn't know that my purpose, I'm really getting a very strong yearning towards my purpose. Or it might be like impact. It's go time for me to participate and step forward and join a group that is making positive social changes in this extraordinary time in our world. What is it that you feel? Where's the biggest yearning, right? I know that was a deep process that we went through right now, and that was a lot, like, but this is really extraordinary, because if you can notice the area of the deepest yearning, this is the area that I'm going to say is most in season for you to focus on manifesting and creating. And if you didn't feel a deep yearning, what I'm going to encourage you to go with is the place that was your biggest gap. So this is the reason I was asking you about your biggest gap, because your biggest gap between your current reality versus your potential, this is where you're going to have exponential power to manifest. If you focus on this area of your biggest yearning or your biggest gap, you are going to be able to access and tap into a field of flow and synchronicity and power that will not only accelerate and activate this area of your life, but it will activate a chain reaction in all of these other areas of your life, right? I'm going to share more about this during the Feminine Power Masterclass that's coming up. But this is the area, and notice what happens when you focus on this area of your deepest yearning. Notice how much energy is here to create and manifest with. Notice the alignment of your whole self that starts to drop in. And from this place of connection to your deeper desires and this feminine power center that you're beginning to cultivate, I want to invite you just even to ask the question, what's my next step? What's my next step to bring this forth? What's my next step to bring this forth? So that's how you set a magnetic intention that can manifest. And the pathway then to create this area of your life that's most in season to bring it forward is exactly what I'm going to be teaching in the upcoming Feminine Power Masterclass. So I'm going to, in the upcoming masterclass, teach you then how to manifest this magnetic intention that you've set from your feminine power. And there's three things that are really critical to your success that I'm going to teach you in the masterclass. The first one is, if you have been struggling to create or manifest in this area, chances are there's an old pattern or an inner barrier that's been in your way up until now, right? So we can't manifest prosperity on top of an old story that we have nothing of value to offer other people. We can't manifest love on top of a story that we're not worthy of receiving support. We can't create impact or contribution on top of an old story that we're completely alone. So rather than going out to create an action plan of how you're going to create in this area, when you're manifesting and creating from feminine power, you're removing the inner barriers to receiving what it is that you most desire to create. I'm going to show you how to do that in the masterclass. The next thing I'm going to show you in the masterclass is how to activate your feminine navigation system. So this is part of it, what we've done today. You're going to tap into your deeper desires, but you're also going to activate your inner GPS. And you're going to need to unlearn a lot of things from the masculine system of power, because the truth is, the things that you desire to create, you don't necessarily know what they look like. You can't put what your purpose is and create a strategic plan to get there. You can't control the process of true love happening. You can't force or make clients want to buy what you have to offer. That there's a much deeper process of creation that happens when you're able to create from a place of listening, receptivity, flow, synchronicity. It's the second area that I'm going to teach you during the masterclass that's coming up. And finally, what I'm going to teach you about is how manifesting really happens powerfully through the gateway of our relationships and our connections to others and our ability to magnetize all manner of support, of resources, of opportunities, and of what I like to call power partners. Other people who can amplify our power, especially other women who can amplify our power, how this is the pathway by which we can manifest and create at the highest level. So I can't wait to take a deep dive in the masterclass and show you how to unlock all three feminine power centers now that you have set your magnetic intention, so that you can step forth and focus on this area and activate this chain reaction, step into this larger life that you're feeling, that you're sensing. It's absolutely real. And I'm Claire Zammit. I'm the founder of Feminine Power, and I want to thank you for joining us for this event today. If you want to share the seminar with friends, they can sign up for free at femininepower.com. And I would love to invite you to share what you have received that has been most valuable, what your biggest takeaway is from today. Go ahead and post it in the chat, what it is that you have received that has been like your biggest breakthrough, or what's been most valuable for you. Go ahead and post it in the chat. What has been your biggest takeaway? Okay. So go ahead and post in our Facebook group as well. If you haven't yet joined our Facebook group, over 20,000 women have been part of our Facebook group right now, and it's growing. We're expecting over 100,000 women to be registered for next week's masterclass. The energy is so extraordinary as we're coming together. So I want to invite you to bring that magnetic intention to the masterclass as we unlock all three feminine power centers. So share with me what was your biggest breakthrough or aha or takeaway from today's session in the chat. I would love to hear from you before you jump off. Let's see here. Biggest breakthroughs and takeaways. Focus on one thing, right? That's really powerful, this idea of the chain reaction. That's really powerful. With the deepest desires are activations. Okay, great. Oops, there's so many comments going in the chat. I can't keep up. Okay, super helpful to go through each individual meditation and see where my gap was. Thank you. Excited to feel what, all right, to discover what the block is. So Helen says, my biggest takeaway, my calling is the strongest of each of the areas of the eight areas of self-actualization. That's amazing to know, right? So you want to focus fully on having a breakthrough in that area. Sue, that you can't do it all at the same time, right? Like you absolutely can't get traction that way. Biggest takeaway, huge gap. Gnawing gap in the area of prosperity. Wow. See, that is going to be a huge place that you can activate a chain reaction from by focusing on that. Being able to realize how much impact I would have being part of a chain reaction. Okay, listening to the longing. That's powerful. That it's possible to go without limits. Yeah, like so don't be afraid of the gap. Don't be afraid at all of the gap that's there. Being able to turn towards it, it's really powerful. Okay, noticing the gaps, but really don't do it from a place of scarcity or not enoughness. Know that you're a powerful creator. You have the power to create and manifest these possibilities. So I thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for being a part of this event. I can't wait to see you at the masterclass next week. Go ahead on Facebook, post your takeaways, and invite others to join at femininepower.com. You can sign up for free, and you will be getting all these bonus materials for anyone who signs up at femininepower.com too. There's also my breakthrough ebook and a special ebook on empowering women that I've created, other free tools and resources leading up to next week's masterclass. Check your inbox for that. So much love, many blessings. Can't wait to be with you next week, and I look forward to seeing you then. Much love, many blessings. Bye-bye.